The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. On February 12, 2014, a district judge ruled that Kentucky must recognize so-called same-sex marriages from other states. This was aimed at the heart of Kentucky's marriage amendment passed in 2004, which defined marriage as being between a man and a woman only. And now, if Kentucky's state government refuses to resist the national government's judge, Kentucky's people will be forced to tolerate this disorder in our state. Even though Kentucky citizens voted in 2004 by a 3-1 margin to not recognize such ceremonies. Why can this happen? How is it that one judge can thwart the will of thousands of people in their state? Number one, it's because of the U.S. Constitution, claiming that the founders allowed such in the Constitution. That argument is so ludicrous, I won't even give it space here. Let me go to the real heart of this issue. The very few now rule the very many in America because God's people have backed out of the political realm. Less than a third of those who say they are born again voted in the 2012 presidential election. That meant more than 70 million evangelicals did not vote. Obama won that election by about 5 million votes. Do the math. While we're busy meeting in our churches and talking about how quick we can get out of here in the rapture, our children are being enslaved to dictatorial government because we're disengaged from the culture. The Bible warns us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children." We're losing our liberty because we don't know God's type of civil government revealed in the Bible is a republic. And this is the type of government God gave to us through our founders in America. And of course, we don't know how to operate what we don't know exists. A republic is, quote, a state in which the exercise of the sovereign power is lodged in representatives elected by the people. This means the people must go vote in order to choose who will represent them in government. If a citizen doesn't go vote, it means he is allowing someone else to choose what the future of his family will be like. But worse than that, he is treating as worthless the precious privilege which God entrusted to us. For the word vote means, quote, our solemn vow to God. This explains more than just why we're losing the battle for marriage. It explains why most Americans are pro-life, but we keep killing unborn children by this murderous practice of abortion. It explains why we can't get our Congress to impeach a man who's usurping constitutional power and ruling like a dictator. Wondering what I mean? Well, consider how our government works. Judges are nominated by the president, and the Senate must approve those nominations. If we elect presidents and senators who won't use the Bible as their standard for who should be a judge, we get judges who rule against biblical principles like marriage and like protecting the child in the womb. If born-again citizens don't go vote, people are put into office who don't have the courage to bring impeachment proceedings against someone like Barack Obama, who ignores the Constitution as if his word is the law. Christian non-involvement equals corrupt government. So if born-again people don't start doing more occupying by voting instead of just hoping to fly away, we shortly will not be able to meet and sing, "I'll Fly Away." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.